Paris Stenard, All Joe Biden Has Done for Blacks Is Lock Us Up. By Robert Krajicek on May 26, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden has done nothing as a politician to help the black community, said Paris Stenard, senior communications advisor for black media affairs with the Republican Party, offering his remarks on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Biden's declared on Friday that if a black American is unsure of supporting him over President Donald Trump in the 2020 election, then you ain't black. Stenard warned against characterizing Biden's statement as a gaffe. Biden's comment, he maintained, reflected the politician's condescension towards blacks. It's paternalistic, and it's bigoted, he said. We've got to stop calling these gaffes, urged Stenard. We need to stop calling these insensitive statements. No, they're bigoted. They're racist, and it's exposing Joe Biden's long history. Stop giving him cover for being a bigot. Stenard noted the refusal of numerous Democrats to condemn Biden's framing of black identity as contingent on partisan political support for the Democrat Party. I have been waiting to hear Ambrose Susan Rice, Senator Kamala Harris, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Stacey Abrams stand up and say something about this, but they're not, because it's not about the people, or the black community, Stenard stated. It's about the black vote. That's all they're concerned about. It's all politics. Listen. The RNC and the Trump campaign are going to be very aggressively going after Joe Biden. The impact of his statement not only was offensive to black Republicans or conservatives, or just free-thinking black Americans like myself who are supporting President Trump, but it's also offensive to any black person who decides to just be a free thinker. He's essentially saying, if you are not on my team, Joe Biden's team, you're not black, said Stenard. You have Joe Biden trying to put people in a box and think, you've got to think the way I want you to think. If you don't think that way, I'm going to pull away your identity. I'm going to pull away your cultural connection. I'm going to say that you are not a part of the community. That is an offensive thing to say, because this is exactly what they did during slavery. They wanted slaves to not be able to read and to write and to remain dumb and illiterate so that we wouldn't be able to be educated and learned and advance and grow and prosper, Stenard added. It is a way to suppress the vote, Stenard stated. It is a way to discourage people from daring to be able to do like Kanye West did and do like Vernon Jones did down in Georgia. When you talk about voter suppression, this is a tactic from the left that we're seeing play out by their nominee. Stenard assessed Biden's political record. Let's start with the Clinton crime bill, which Joe Biden wrote, Stenard recalled. You want to have a conversation about anybody's statements to or for the black community? Let's talk about how he talked about Barack Obama. Let's talk about how he talked about Indian Americans. Let's talk about how he talked about black kids rubbing their hands on his leg because they had never seen curly hair, and corn pop, and little roaches, and people getting locked up for crossing the street. You've been a vice president, but you haven't done anything to directly impact the black community in a positive way besides lock us up, concluded Stenard. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.